Pip, you're dancing over
go
there.
Go Pip Helix.
And the Dan is
go
dancing.
Pip Helix. Go Pip Helix.
It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
What is that? What is the name of that instrument that has all the little bars that hang and it makes that shimmery noise when you run across?
Oh, it's
it.
Called a chime.
Yeah, chimes. Chime. Yeah, it chimes. Sounded like it needed a little chimes.
Chimes, yes.
In that song, that last bit.
We'll do some Scam Busters now. Let's see.
Scam Busters.
All right, so I guess first we'll update you on Craig. What are you doing?
What? I thought you were playing Scam Busters music. I was attacking him with a binder clip.
Oh, that's what I do.
What?
Shut up, snot rocker. You got enough snot. You've been snotting all over the place. Fucking teacher.
Yeah.
Slimer.
Be the battle of the snots.
Slimer. I've spent my time being Slimer on the show. It's your turn.
What do you mean?
Blow my nose excessively.
Oh. Scam
Busters. Yeah, I honked out gallons of snot tonight.
What?
I honked out gallons of snot tonight.
You
can see. You don't know whether to laugh or vomit, don't you?
I don't think it has to be either or.
It's all bodily fluids,
though. Next week, urine. Actually, this week I think it was urine.
It can still happen. Nice fun.
But nonetheless, you're in good company.
Really?
Critic.
That was just a flesh wound. Next one won't be.
Funny.
All right. So, let's see. Well, you want to know what Craig Grant is?
Yes.
Craig Grant's now in Jamaica while the wife is, while Juliana and the kids are in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, I think he wants to be like a farmer or something.
A farmer?
Yeah.
He's been farming manure for the past 8 years.
So the kids, but I honestly, I think it's because of the lawsuit that I'm going to tell you about. I think he wants to get out of the country.
Wow.
I don't know what the extradition laws are with Jamaica.
Well, the treaty, no, who knows?
Yeah, but I have a feeling that's why.
Oh, my God.
Because you don't just, like, pick up and leave your family.
Not, well, some people do.
Yeah,
well,
some people do. Yeah. But for reasons that they're leaving their family or they're getting the fuck out of Dodge.
Yeah.
I thought you guys would enjoy that little update.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the update with the BitConnect lawsuit. Half a dozen lawsuits against the allegedly fraudulent cryptocurrency scheme BitConnect have now been combined in a single legal effort. According to court documents filed, a new amended consolidated class action complaint has been initiated in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. The new class action, coming months following its shutdown and the subsequent collapse of the BCC tokens price, consolidates all the lawsuits previously filed against BitConnect. Attorney David Silver of the Silver Miller Law Firm told CoinDesk. He said via email that Silver Miller has been named the class counsel in the new suit, which, in addition to consolidating previous ones, also names additional BitConnect owners and promoters who were previously not part of any lawsuits. As more information has become available, we've learned about more individuals involved in the rampant fraud associated with BitConnect. The lawsuits cite no less than 22 different legal violations, as well as provides an exhaustive overview of what BitConnect was and outlines its history. BitConnect shut down its crypto lending platform in January following the issuance of cease and desist orders from Texas and North Carolina securities regulators, which claimed the company was engaging in an unregistered security sale through its initial coin offering. BitConnect's BCC token tanked as a result, falling from more than $400 to less than $20 in the first weeks of 2018. The sudden loss of value led to a plethora of lawsuits seeking restitution for investors who saw their holdings evaporate, citing fraud and security sale laws. While these suits were filed through the first half of 2018, various consolidations have led to the most recent one filed last week. It names BitConnect Public Limited, BitConnect International PLC, BitConnect Limited, BitConnect Trading Limited, as well as nearly 40 individuals affiliated with the project, including BitConnect head Divyesh Darji and promoter Trayvon James.
I wonder how much on the dollar you can get back if you know.
They're like 20 cents now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Included in the list of defendants in the most recent amended consolidated class action is YouTube, which was sued in July for allowing BitConnect promoters to publish more than 70 hours of content. That's where the money is right there, YouTube.
Yeah.
The consolidated lawsuit calls for a jury trial and seeks rescission of the investments made by the plaintiffs. It also looks for the compensatory damages for the plaintiffs.
Now, what I find interesting is, was YouTube aware that they were not on the up and up when they were viewing this material?
Well, I mean, people were complaining that it was a Ponzi scheme before it all came crumbling down.
But it also really doesn't matter as far as class action lawsuits go, because the attorneys that take on these kind of claims are just going for the deepest pockets in sight.
Right. Silver concluded that the ideal outcome is that all the money is returned to the investors in BitConnect, and Craig Grant is named as a named defendant in the consolidated.
Get out. Yeah. Wow.
So that's why I think he's in a...
Jamaica man.
Yeah. So it's all coming down. It's funny, though. He still plays like all innocent, like he's a good guy, but we know otherwise.
Yeah, no.
Oh, what's he going to do? I'm a scumbag. You know, what are you going to do?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to happen.
But see, what happens with all of these kind of things is that nobody can just hit it and quit it. You know, I mean, when the money was going up with BitConnect, cash out. Get the hell out.
Yeah, but you know, you always think it's
going
to get going.
Yeah, it's going to get bigger. Yeah. Walk away from the table. Get a good profit. Walk away. Nobody ever does.
No.
Yeah, but you know, when you got a hot bitch, you want to fuck him again.
Yep.
Yeah, but a Ponzi scheme like that, no, it's, yeah, yeah. You try to get...
Well, they didn't realize more. It was a Ponzi scheme. But what still, could possibly go wrong?
But even still, you feel from you were hearing Bitcoin was this big hot thing and stuff like that, you would figure if you're wanting to take that much of a gamble with it and you're in it, you're thinking it's only going to go up.
Yeah.
If you feel that, you know, obviously you would feel it's a reputable...
Well, I was...
With...
Again, why would, if something is so good, why would strangers you don't know want you to jump on board and get in on this good thing?
Yeah. Nobody. That's why, not to derail the conversation, but by the same token, why do the Jehovah's Witnesses want you in, like we've said before? If there's only 144,000 spaces left in heaven, why are you asking me to come? Why aren't you just rounding up people that you already know and love?
Yeah.
You know, like,
well,
why?
Because God told him you got to get more.
And 144,000 is going to look like Penn Station at rush hour. I don't want to be there for eternity, even though it feels like it on sometimes.
How do you know heaven's so small?
Oh. You know, but you ever see heaven? It's always like a field.
No, I never been a field.
No,
there's
always clouds and a gate and a lamb, you know. Is there a house? Where do you stay for eternity?
On a cloud. You stay on a cloud. You're above the rain.
Yeah, but what do you do on the cloud all day?
Yeah, be fucking happy.
You play your harp. You say hi to the other cherubs going by and stuff. You talk to people.
You bang yourself a nice angel. They never show angel sex.
Yeah, but
no,
you know,
they don't.
I mean, after you crank a couple of tunes out in the harp, then what? You know, it's like, you know.
You know what Sleet is? Everybody coming.
Yeah.
Heaven's amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking having an orgy. Oh, it's sleeting out.
It's the best party ever. Ew, ew.
It's goopy and cold. Well, it's falling a long way. It didn't start that way.
You know what Thursday was? Cold orgy.
Cold orgy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. What do you think they're doing? I don't know.
Usually it's in a field and there's a lamb and, you know, what are you
walking
around?
Lamb.
You walk around homeless in heaven or turn to, how am I going to be here? We're going to be here for a million years. Okay.
So what would you rather be, working in a shit mine in hell?
Yeah, that's what.
At least you're keeping yourself busy.
Yeah, you want to work down here up here or be hang out in a field up here? You want to work down a shit mine down in hell?
Joe,
yeah.
I don't think you'll have that choice.
I'll be in heaven.
No, you won't.
How do you know?
Because you sleet it on a girl's thigh.
I'm just trying to condition myself to a massive amounts of heat right now, you know?
She probably woke up and laughed it off.
You think?
Or tried to wipe it off.
That silly
wiped
lummox.
It off as
that
well,
silly
again.
Lummox splashed his sauce on me and left.
That scamp.
Yeah, that scamp.
You make it sound like such an innocent little barbecue.
like you were gifting her something.
Yeah. Oh, look. Look what he
it's
left me.
The gift
me.
Of DNA.
Oh, my God.
If it was such a gift, she would have taken it inside her.
The DNA list. She read it differently. Damn nasty asshole.
Yeah.
Give me that. All right. Let's get to Anne.
Been a while. Jesus.
Yes. Categories.
Moses.
One Moses.
He called you Jesus. First category, of course, is Mr. Devin.
Right.
The second category is mafias,
uh-huh.
Plural. third category is choke my money.
All right. I'm going with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going with eight Mafias.
Whoa.
And I'm going to go with three choke my monies.
Okay. I'm also going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Ooh, gambling house.
Yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm going to say that there's four Mafias and one choke my money. And I'm just seeing if Jill's girl has time to jump in, because I know she's doing something at the moment. But, here we go. She also...
There's always time for Anne.
Yes.
Joe's girl says, five Mr. Davins. I think five is the number tonight. Mm. We've never done that before. What? All come in with the same number. Okay. Two Mafias. And she says, no, choke my money. Ha! Right. Huh.
Tommy out there tonight?
No, he's not.
Right. He's probably posting memes from Occupy Liberals or something. You know, he's got a steady job doing that these days.
No, he's taking glamour shots of Bella.
A puppy. Doggy.
I miss glamour shots of Bella. Now it's just like...
A puppy.
Awful political memes.
Yeah, but now he's dressing her up in strange things. I don't like it. No, he's not.
Impossible.
You never know.
He's got a bad wing, though. I don't know if the dog would put up with that. And if Tom's not at full operating capacity.
Yeah, it's like bad wing, a big bite on the other. No, it's like not a good look.
October 30th, 2014. Subject. These people are real, but scammers under processes. Ha 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 ha. Scam. That was the subject.
Oh, my God. Oh, brace yourselves.
Mr. Davin.
Woman aboard.
That fucking bank lawyer called Morris.
Like, that's his business card. Fucking bank lawyer.
Yes.
Is also a scammer. Once Morris Mariba told me my funds were under progress. What the fuck does that mean?
What does that mean?
Is that like the name of a fat chick? They're under progress.
Morris Mariba.
And then on progress and in progress. Oh, I'll tell you what, that progress is a goer.
She certainly is. Whore.
He always asked.
We got a progress report.
Oh.
Yeah.
He always asks the payment, and I never see my funds. The truth, Melvin Santos is all behind of this. He cheated on
me
out of $4,500 with Jennifer Green, Morris Mariba. Morris Mariba cheated on
me
many times because he said he is a bank lawyer with good reputation. Well, he wouldn't lie.
Yeah, why?
He is a fucking scammer in London.
My word, he's a fucking scammer. I would say.
Look at the way his fucking jaw goes back.
I know, well, because he's doing
like fucking voice. Alien. Like, you just expect another fucking set of jaws.
That's
to come
my English
his mouth.
Voice.
No, stomach. Oh, no. What was that? What movie was that?
Alien.
When they hatched it from the mouth. But the aliens, they open up their mouth. There's another.
And there's another little head with sharp teeth coming out.
Yes, that's what I was going for. But it's much better than that. We had to explain the fucking creature.
Yes.
Oh, Pip. Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr are real hackers. It is truth. James H. Miller and Parker Green are from USA. Here we go again. The real U.S. soldiers, but they are real scammers.
I like the way which she always goes, it is truth. Like, really? It is truth?
It is true. And all you have to do is say that, and it is truth. We're making America scam again.
This is a conversation between Miller and Anne. So we go to Ball Busting Blue.
Oh. Ah.
This is Miller. Their funds are under process. Progress left town.
Oh, yeah.
So now they're under process.
Wait, they're twins.
Yes. Anne goes, wow. Miller goes in Ball Busting Blue. Yes. Anne goes, under process? Now time for Damn It All Red.
Uh-oh.
She writes to me, ha, 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 scam. Please see the truth case from Morris Mariba. Under process, in progress, and then on progress. This funds never hit my account, and the funds were in Australia. That fucking Miller is always lying, because he lies to
me
many times for the funds. He said he paid lots of money and Green did. I never see any fucking receipts. This Miller is very wicked. He said he loved
me.
Can you believe it? I can.
Yeah.
He's just writing the script. Or somebody wrote it for him.
Yeah, somebody's got that script.
He said to Rita that he loved her. He is a real love scammer. And then these are some emails from Mariba to Anne. Uses the real name, Mrs. Real name of Anne. I've been at the transfer department of foreign international transfers. That sounds official.
The transfer department of foreign international transfers.
Don't mock. It's real.
To transfer?
To transfer.
Oh.
I took a transfer to transfer. The transfer is under process, and they have told me that you need stamp duty. Not the type of duty that Joe was talking about in the underwears.
Yeah.
It is just $580. That's a fucking hefty stamp.
Yeah, really?
I have transfer details here now, and I will be waiting for the payment of the transfer stamp duty. The transfer protocol manager told me that the transfer is ready, just for you to get the stamp and it is done. That's a lot of fucking transfer.
That's transfer-y.
Please be fast, you whore. Please be fast.
Or else we'll transfer.
Send it to the same name and address and send the info. I have to answer my call now. Jennifer Green is calling me. She's at the bank waiting room.
In the bank, waiting room.
We have bad news about your transfers. They won't be arriving.
Oh, no.
Could we have a word with you? Yes. Would you like to see a priest? Your money's dead.
Your money's DOA. Yeah. It's not COD. It's
well,
DOA.
What, how's my money? It's in grave condition. Why don't you come go see it now? She's all,
they choked my money.
The money choked on itself.
Oh, no.
And now it's under process.
Right.
Yes.
I'll be waiting. Regards, Barrister Morris Mariba. Mr. Morris, it is always the same pattern after this procedure. I need to pay the tax clearances. It is a never-ending payment. I am done. I am really done. I am crying. It is never-ending payment. Why not let Jennifer withdraw? And why do you want to do the transfer? I have no idea at all. This is like scam. No, it is scam.
No, it is scam, and Jennifer doesn't exist.
I am crying. I need to pay for the fees these days. I am crying. This is scam. This is real scam. And more emails from Anne, to Anne from Barrister. My job is to make sure that your funds is transferred. Please follow my advice. This is the stamp fees. I explained to Lady Jennifer, and she herself confirmed. Please, I am a plain person. My word is my bound.
Lady Jennifer, it sounds like a horse.
Yeah.
Regards, Barris Marista. Another letter to her. Your funds will hit your bank account as soon as the stamp fees is received. I'm out of office. Kindly proceed with my advice, as the transfer department will process all transfer tomorrow. Regards. Your funds will hit your bank as soon as the stamp fees is received. I'm out. Oh, why'd she send me that? Think twice. Kindly take note that your funds is in progress. They have asked you to resend your full bank details to avoid any mistake. You've also got to know that the stamp duty for 1 million yen is different, and they have told me that they will pay, that you will pay 40,000 yen for stamp duty. Ooh. I am waiting. The bank is in process. Regards, Barris Morrison. I am not a scammer. I do my duty for you. Oh, that's a good point.
Oh.
Joe, did you do your duty for you?
Yeah.
Here's a biscuit.
Here's a biscuit.
I do my duty for you and to make your funds legal for transfer to your bank account. If you want me to pay the fees, let me know, and I will draft an agreement letter which you will sign. Your funds is on progress to be transferred, and the bank is going to transfer all your funds out of their bank today. I'm here fighting for your case, and you insult me always. Be warned!
Okay.
Somebody's sensitive.
And I write, I told you months ago Morris was a scammer. You did not believe me. The, quote, soldiers you are talking about are not American soldiers. They are scammers from Africa or Malaysia. I've told you this time and again. You would be a lot further along if you believed me instead of fighting with me and then realizing this stuff months later.
Right.
Asshole. It's like the same thing I say to everybody.
Stupid.
Like, just fucking listen.
Yes. Yes. Cake.
Bring cake. Yes.
Bring cake.
Me too. Cake, not Brussels sprouts. Then you get cock and not a Louisville slugger. You see how it happens?
Yes, I do. I believe.
Cake. No Brussels sprouts.
There you go.
Joe's nose sounds like a toilet flush.
It did.
About a barrel and a half in there.
Oh, God.
Disgusting.
I know it is, though. I feel for you, buddy.
I know. We're like two snot derricks.
I'm okay tonight. I just want to point that out.
I can't get you out of my house quick enough. I wish the housekeeper was coming tomorrow instead of yesterday. Now this fucking has to be firebombed.
Clean up an aisle basement.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, two.
Please list them all on your website. These people's mail address. She gives me IC3 Crime Internet for Brown Cotton. Interpol Klitschy for Eric Bohr. Gives me his address, got Melvin Santos' address, David Copper's address.
Roll call.
Phone number, Harrison, his real name is James Miller, Green Email Parker,
call.
Jennifer Green. He gives me all their fucking contact at Morris Mariba addresses, all the email addresses. Cotton staying in UK, threatened me a lot after making mistakes to my case. He took the money from the victims and then never contacted the victims. He asked the victims to open the case files, sending the money to his agent, David Moore, in Ghana. And it gives me David Moore's address. I go, again, my people know all about this. This is a fake ID, because she sent me the ID that, like, Brown Cotton's ID.
Oh, yeah.
Said FBI, so it looked real. Made with Photoshop. Mr. Davin.
Oh, three.
By the way, I found UBA Bank in Ghana offered by the victim, Victim C. Brown Cotton lied to Victim A and C, saying their funds were in UBA Ghana. That is their mail address. So she gives Ghana's group mail. This is what I know. I go, your best bet is to contact the Ghanaian bank and ask about the African names you were given. It is a long shot, but perhaps one of them has an account there.
Yeah, really?
You know, because you could show that they're scammers. Maybe you could freeze their accounts, get some of your money back.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
I'm sure she'll listen.
Of course she will.
I'm sure she'll take it under advisement.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's that.
Oh, that was short. Okay.
Yeah, well, it's getting late.
Okay.
What's the total?
So, we had three Mr. Davins, which we all blew that one.
All losers.
Yeah, and we had no Mafias.
Losers!
And no Choke My Money.
You all get nothing.
We all
I know. We all fail. No Choke My Money.
It's like we have one very long segment to start.
Yes.
And then two short segments.
And then two mini segments.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So there's one long one, and then there's two smaller ones right below it. Hmm. Just pointing that out. It's been a dick of a show. I know.
She's unlovable, you know.
But we love her.
Yeah.
Totally unlovable.
I've had enough of her. You just got here a little while ago. I had to handle her solo. It was exhausting. Dragged Brussels sprouts out of me.
I tried to offer ribs as a compromise, but no.
I said ribs.
Yeah, I know.
I said ribs might give you a cuddle.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. No, he wanted full-on cake, and I said no.
Tell you what, Joe's girl comes up with Brussels sprouts. You can do whatever you want to her.
You know what? There was no hot tub involved, so I was not bringing the cake.
Yeah, but I told you get good grades.
That's true. Well, I'm not.
You go down, the grades go up.
I see how that goes.
Sure. Tau of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architecture-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tau, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tau of Energy, LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and their Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello, it's open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m., Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the Pipe of the Comedy Nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting owner Davin of Davin's Den. He will be announcing a great show coming up in the new year. So experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Oh, you already said yours. Sorry.
Size Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Oh, there you go. Pip inspired me to kill myself.
All your entertainment effect.
Still time to hire a Santa Claus or a comic for that great holiday party. SidesplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094.
You should listen to Hudson Ritter. Yeah. Let me try that again.
Take two.
Take two. Listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com, especially Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. The Richter Observatory. Music, laughs, really good classic rock, and some new songs that you probably don't
even
know.
Sounds like she's asking us.
Yeah.
No. Do you know them? You don't.
You tell us.
Yes.
You turn that dial on.
How much Wynwood is played on that?
Every once in a blue moon, but not very often. Yeah,
might
so
be worth a listen then.
He plays really good stuff.
I know he does.
Yeah, he
Mr.
does.
Mr. Helix has never let me down.
Right.
Yes. No, good stuff. So that's
Miss Helix.
Yeah, HudsonRiverRadio.com.
You deserve the best.
You deserve
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Brussels sprouts. Yeah.
You know, he really should be promoting you as well.
Yeah. Okay.
He really should. He really should. Fuck his bosses. You know, no, we give them more promotion. No, seriously, we promote the shit out of that station because of Mr. Helix.
Mr. Helix.
Yeah, but he, you know what? He should fucking. I know he's very supportive of you and the show.
I've been on the air there, and I always talk about our show.
Yeah, but he should see. Hey, after my show, check out my wife.
We're on the same. We're not at the same time. No. We start at the same time.
You just said 3 to 6. We start at 6:30. You're not on at the same time. There's a half an hour, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, we go.
Yeah, there's programming after his
show. Yeah, but
show.
There sucks.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Trust me, I'm sure it does.
No, actually it doesn't.
Well, then go fucking there. What do they got? What do they got competing against us?
Well, it's different stuff after his show every night. Sometimes it's the boss's show. Sometimes it's
the boss's show.
DJ Kitty.
Yeah, bosses are really known for
She wrote a TV guide. What's on it? This show?
Imagine a TV guide was still a thing.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's a documentary.
Is it?
I don't think so. What's the boss's show? Droning on?
No. Actually, I'm here, so I don't know.
Welcome to Droning On.
So then how do you know? Then how do you know if it's good? It could be shit. You don't know.
I don't know.
You know this is good.
Yes, I do.
You know the Richter Observatory is good. He should be promoting this show. At the very least, the podcast.
True.
Why doesn't he do that? When he gets his ass in hot water in the PD's office, why don't you get a conference call and you could straighten the whole thing out?
Yeah.
They could probably use my guidance. Most people can. Teach him about cake, too.
He knows about cake.
All right, Joe. Where are you going to be bothering people?
All right. Brokerage Comedy Club tomorrow night in Belmore. Go to gubs.com and check it out. 8 o'clock show will be there. My funny pal Adam Ferrara is going to be at the show, so it's going to be a great night. So come on out.
Yeah, bring the script.
And bring the script. Yes. Script.
And show him the fixes that Chip hasn't gotten to us yet.
I'm showing the fixes, yes.
Housekeeping here. Tomorrow night, I too shall be out and about. So, you know, Joe and I will be there to get you in the mood for being with your family.
Yes.
Well, November 21st, I'll be in New York City in New York for two shows. The first one, 7:30 p.m. show at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club, located at 99 McDougal Street in Manhattan. After that, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club, located at 318 West 53rd Street.
Upstairs or downstairs?
Whatever the fuck they put, man. Closing the fucking show. I don't know. I just go. I do my little fucking marching orders. I got to figure out what bullshit I want to talk about, what I want to work on. Yeah. But it's good. But, you know,
figure
it
out in the car.
What?
Figure it out in the car.
I don't know. I'll work on some new stuff. I don't know. It'll be good. Yeah, but, again, you know, I'm closing that fucking show, so I'm the one who gets to get home when the turkey's being put in the oven.
Yeah.
Fucking animals. It's all right. Somebody should pardon me. Why do peas and carrots get pardoned and I don't get pardoned? You think he's going to pardon peas and carrots?
Huh?
That's the name of the turkeys.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, they got pardoned.
Oh, he did pardon them both.
He did pardon them, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Huh. Now, if they were named fucking Hillary and Comey.
Oh, they're on the fucking table. They're on the fight, and he'll personally stuff Hillary.
With emails.
Ew. Yeah.
I found them, Hillary. Bend over.
Yeah. Well, you know what's fun, though, is that everybody on the left gets to say now, what about the emails?
But her emails, yeah. Now we get
emails.
To say lock her up. Yeah. We can have battling lock her up chants.
But her emails,
yay! Everything is working out wonderfully. There's no irony at all.
No, none. No.
Fucking stupid. Yeah. When was the last time he bragged about everybody's 401k? Not this year.
Yeah.
Stupid. Don't look at yours, Joe. It took a beating today. Do you have a 401k?
Yes.
Don't look.
Yeah, don't.
It'll be back.
Of course it will.
Yeah.
It'll be back. It goes down. President doesn't have much to do with it. Yeah. That's why it's stupid to say you do. But
yeah, it really is. That's because then what are you going to do? Take the blame when it goes down?
No, I mean, no. He's already said, well, that's the Democrats. He said that.
Really?
Not today, but like last week. He's like, yeah, the Wall Street's worried about the Democrats harassing me. It's always fucking somebody.
Come on. Come on.
Did you see what I put on Facebook with the, because they're proposing only one question per reporter at a press conference? So I go, and here's the mediator, and I put the soup Nazi.
I like that. That was funny.
I didn't see that.
No question for you.
That's great.
I might do that on stage tomorrow.
It's all dated, but sure.
No, it's
by
not.
By a day. It's not like it happened last month.
Oh, the soup Nazi. Not the
everybody knows.
No, it's that show's on constant rerun.
Yeah.
That's a great episode.
Yeah. Oh, it's
no
so
questions
great.
For you.
Yeah, everybody knows the like Nazi.
The funniest thing is the girl, it's very subliminal, but it's so fucking funny. The one from the first, when the girl is right next to him, so super, and she just hands it out. She knows. Because as a comic, you go, she knows the drill. She's good enough for him to work. You know, they're a good team, you know.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing when you're a comic, you always like dissect a scene or what makes it funny, you know, subliminally, and that girl there just handing out, like that.
Pulling the soup
makes
right
that
back.
Fucking, she doesn't say a word, but makes that help makes that scene.
What happened when the intern tried that move at the fucking press conference with Jim Acosta?
Oh yeah. Well, she got hit.
He's like, soup.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Pardon me, ma'am. I want my soup.
She's trying to take the soup back.
She didn't get hit though.
No, I know she didn't. I was kidding.
Bunch of bullshit that they put out.
Oh yeah, no. My brother was watching it, and he pointed. I was going down the hall, and he goes, "No, come here. They're showing," and they were showing this one site that was trying to make an issue of it, and how they had edited it.
You mean the site that the president retweeted?
Yes, they edited it to look like you actually hit her, and it was just like. Then they showed the actual footage, and it's like, yeah, no.
We're fucked. We're so
fucked. We're so fucked. Not in a pleasurable way.
No.
Well, it's on both sides, you know.
Nope. This is a new brand new degree. This is when you're Finland's fucking punchline, things have hit the shits.
What was the thing with Finland?
What was it? Oh, you don't know?
No.
I guess we got to do a whole other fucking show. when Smokey the Trump was telling California how to deal with forest fires,
right.
He said that the Prime Minister of Finland said that the citizens rake the forest. They don't rake the forest. So now they're all putting up on Twitter and like memes go, I'm doing my civic duty.
Well, there is a tractor that has a rake on it. And those tractors go after you do a clear cut and it clears out the debris from that. And that's called raking. So in a way, Trump is right.
Finnish people are not going into the forest to do their civic duty by raking.
But maybe their cutting crews are going in there and clear cutting.
They're not. The Finnish Prime Minister said no.
Yeah, but it's not a clear cut. They're talking about in the forests.
Yeah, and these aren't even forest fires. What's going on? These are brush fires. This is a different fucking fire. It started as brush fires.
Yeah.
He should stop talking.
Nobody rakes the woods.
Joe, will you go rake the woods? You're off.
When
on
you do a cut, you rake out the woods with a clear cut. There was legislation that Jerry Brown passed that they didn't want to do that.
You know that these fires were on federal lands, right?
Okay.
So he can't.
They manage them.
Yeah, he can't do anything. Jerry Brown can't do anything.
Well, is it all on federal land?
This stuff started.
So is that where it ended?
No, it ended in people's living rooms, Joe. No.
That's why you should always have a rake in your living room. Rake the couch.
You shouldn't have anything flammable in your home because they might not be raking.
Well, he was busy doing that.
How much acreage was it before it went onto private land?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Right, he doesn't know either. He had to attack the guy that led the mission to get Bin Laden. The president wasn't done. He had to attack another war hero. Busy man. He couldn't go to the Arlington Cemetery because he was busy making phone calls. He's a busy guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're fucked.
Oh,
boy. Even Joe's like at the point.
We're doing just fine. How bad off are we?
How would you like to do? What? I don't want to do a whole political thing now, but ask me one particular thing.
On the economy.
The economy, there's real worries that there's a recession, and you know the tax cuts.
Where and how? What are they saying? In what sectors?
No, that we're going to have our economy. It's going to have like what happened after with Bush, that type of recession. That's what I mean. They may not, but that's what, and that's why. They had to make up a middle class tax cut, which isn't coming because that regular tax cut they couldn't run on it because most average people didn't. Feel that.
I felt it, and a lot of people
I know felt it. 33% felt it. 33% of the middle class felt it. So that's why they had to, and it was never happening, the middle class tax cut. But they said it was going to be a middle class tax cut. So, yeah, that's how it's not going well. But, you know, the market hit the shits today because all the retailers said they were expecting now worse than expected holiday sales. Now, it doesn't mean that'll happen. They might get good holiday sales and might boost it, but...
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's hard to figure things with predictions. I mean, look at how Thursday went with the storm. But it's like, we'll see. We'll see.
Diamond's going to be sitting for 11 hours in Macy's.
Joe, I just want to get a sweater. I don't know if I'm going to be able to meet you by the food court.
There's long lines.
Keep me posted.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by Sparrow's. Oh, they don't have pizza. Damn it.
they only have pepperoni.
It's terrible. So, yeah, so the economy is in peril. A lot of them are worried about what's going on.
I tell you, everybody I know, every industry I know, everybody I talk to are up to their ass. We are busy. We're humming. Everybody I know is busy and humming.
Yeah, I know plenty of people that don't. It's anecdotal. I know plenty of people that are hurting right now.
In what sectors? In what the
engineering? I know somebody's hurting.
We just added like about seven
engineers.
It's all anecdotal, but you know, I know plenty of people who can't find jobs. IT people are hurting. Computer industry, all the tech stocks are fucking falling.
Mm. Why is that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe people aren't buying shit. I don't know. Well, Facebook, because they create their own fucking problems. Any other questions? You want to ask me about foreign policy? Anything else, Joe?
No, I'm tired.
Okay, good. No. It's not great right now. And that's why he's cranky. He's very cranky. Mm. And But I stuck up for the president. I said the reason this is all going on, Melania's not doing her job. didn't I say that?
Yes.
I said we'd all be a lot better, even if you liked the president, if she would just do her civic duty and blow the man. Seriously, he wouldn't be up at 3 a.m. if he was getting regular hummers. If you were getting hummers at 3 a.m., would you fucking tweet and post on Facebook?
I wouldn't have time.
Exactly. You'd be sleeping because you were well-rested and be in a much better mood. See?
If she could only start twatting, he would stop tweeting.
Right.
All right. On that note, have a good Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy safe Thanksgiving.
Please pardon your turkeys and have some tofu. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.